They shared an apartment.
I didn't want any kind of confrontation. She was behind me screaming.
But not on common ground.
She decided to vandalize my car.
She was going to throw my belongings out on the lawn and change the locks.
A broken lease or broken trust?
In the living room were two naked people. She was crawling on top of the naked man.
She goes, I'm calling 911. Like, for what?
Not a match made in heaven.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 30-year-old administrative assistant Tara Burke is suing her former roommate, 30-year-old masseuse Rebecca Martins, for forcing her to move. Rebecca is countersuing, claiming Tara broke their lease.
Order, all rise. Yeah, this is case number 191 on the calendar, the matter of Burke versus Martins.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have seats, please.
Ms. Burke, according to your complaint, in July of this year,
Yes. You
moved in with the defendant, signing a 6-month lease with her.
Correct.
As a roommate.
Correct.
It was not a match made in heaven.
No.
It is your claim that 3 weeks later, she forcibly evicted you from the premises. You are suing her for the expenses that you incurred as a result of that move.
Correct.
Okay. The defendant is counterclaiming, claiming that you breached your lease with her, you had no basis to move, and she claims that you did certain damage to the premises. Is that right?
Correct.
How did you find this roommate situation, Ms. Burke?
I have a copy of her ad in Roommate Finders. It's a roommate service. And I went through that service.
Did you find it online? Is that what you
did? Yes.
Okay. So when did you move in?
On July 25th.
And did you pay August's rent?
Yes, I did.
Which was $800?
Yes, I have a copy of all of my canceled checks.
I don't think that she denies that.
No,
and you paid an additional $400?
Yes, I did.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, so what caused you to move?
Well, when I moved in, and actually when I came to look at the place, Ms. Martinson informed me that she was a massage therapist and that she worked from her home. I wanted to know what kind of massage she performed, and I asked her specifically, is it like sports injury massage, and she said, oh yeah, that's basically what I do. And I said, well, what hours do you perform massage out of the house? And she told me it was strictly during the day. And I was fine with that. She was what I thought was a struggling mother who just had a child, and anyway, I don't want to ramble. Anyway, two nights after I moved in, I was walking from my bedroom to the kitchen, and in the living room were two naked people. The naked man was lying on his back on the massage table, and the naked woman, not Mrs. Martins, was massaging the naked man in the portion of his body that should be covered by a towel.
Your Honor, this is not true.
Just a minute. Go ahead.
It is true. I informed Ms. Martins what I had seen, and she told me that she didn't know what was going on, and that she was very upset with her friend, and that she would take care of it, and that wouldn't happen again.
Someone else worked out of your house as well?
No, I had a girlfriend. She was there. She's here in the building. She would like to testify, just not on camera. She will testify that that is an incorrect statement.
Was she using your house at any time to give massages, whatever kind of massages they were?
She was spending the night, her and her boyfriend. What they were doing that night, I don't know.
She was, according to her, giving him a great massage.
A couple nights later, I walked out, and the same naked woman was there with a different naked man. This time she was crawling on top of the naked man.
In the living room?
Yes. And I informed Ms. Martinson again. She promised again it wouldn't happen. I just wanted to believe that it wouldn't happen again. But it continued to happen. As a matter of fact, it was 4:00 in the afternoon this time, and her friend had come over with this third different man, and they had gone into the back bedroom. And when I asked Rebecca about it, she stated that she didn't think that there was anything wrong with it. And that I told her that from what I had witnessed, it was basically prostitution in my definition, and that I'd worked far too hard for my goals. I'm also a full-time student, that I wasn't going to let what she was doing put me at risk because of these strange men coming in the house.
This was after about a week?
That was about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay, so you have this confrontation with her after 2 weeks, and whether she was correct as to what she saw, accurate as to what she's reporting, just listen to me. You didn't let me finish.
Sorry.
Whether she is correct or she is incorrect about what she saw, you did have this discussion with her during this first and second week of her tenancy.
It was after the first week.
So whether it's right or it's wrong, this is what she reported to you and complained about. Is that right?
Half of it.
Fine.
Not
even
entirely.
If it's half. I don't care if it's, which half, the bottom half or the top half. It doesn't make any difference. It's half.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened? So now you're in the second week.
Right.
Go ahead.
I had finals coming up in a week, so I knew that I had to concentrate on finals. So I basically needed to deal with this afterwards. Did my studying mostly from my office, sometimes picked up the dogs and took them to the dog park and studied there, anything to keep from going home because of what was going on at the house. I didn't want to go home. After I finished my finals on August 12th, I got home at about 3:30 in the afternoon, and I went back, and my dog was out there with a muzzle on his nose. It was about 100 degrees out in the valley on that day, and he was sick and lethargic. I threw him in the pool and brought him inside to bring his body temperature down and called the emergency vet.
Because he couldn't pant.
He couldn't pant, he couldn't drink. And I called the emergency vets, and they told me just to monitor him. And he got better, so I didn't end up taking him to the vet. But they did tell me that if he had been there longer, he would have
died. Don't tell me what they told you. Muzzle was tight on his face, couldn't pant, which means you can't get rid of the heat.
Right.
He couldn't drink. Okay. Did you discuss that with her?
Yes. I was actually very upset when it happened, but I realized by the time she got home about 4 hours later, I didn't want any kind of confrontation, so I just calmly said, please don't do this. You know, it put him at danger, and I don't want to, you know, he could have died.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tara Burke claims former roommate Rebecca Martins forced her to move. Tara says Rebecca is running an illegal massage business.
So what happened next?
I basically stayed in my room that night. The next day I went to work. It wasn't until 2 nights later. Miss Martinson was getting ready for bed, and I informed her that I didn't think the situation was going to work out and gave her my notice.
Okay.
The next night I got home at about 8 o'clock, and Miss Martins was in a rage. And she asked me if I'd found a place yet. And I told her, no, of course I hadn't. We had just spoken about it the night before. And at that point, she started screaming at me and, you know, saying that I use the house as a hotel and I've been gone all day. And I said, I have a job. Of course I've been gone all day. And she said, well, you're off at 3. You know, it's 8 o'clock. Where have you been all this time? And I was actually shocked that she would even be questioning me on that. And she's just a roommate. So basically, she started getting more and more aggravated and informed me that if I left for work the next morning, she was going to throw my belongings out on the lawn and change the locks. At which point I told her that she couldn't do that, that wasn't legal. And she started, you know, saying, well, you can sue me, but that won't do you any good. And I said, well, you're out of control. And I reached for the phone to grab 911, and she came after me.
No.
So I ran out the side door of the house, and I ran to the neighbor's house and called 911 and waited at the neighbor's house for the police to show up. The police showed up, and they spoke to each one of us separately. They came out and told me that it was illegal for her to do that, and if she were to try to do that, that I should call them back, and they would come back and arrest her, and that I should try to get out as quickly as possible, and I told them that I would.
So you moved out the next day?
Yes. And the entire time I was moving out, she was behind me screaming and threatening me. And
okay, so you moved out on the 16th?
Correct.
Okay. Now let's hear your version.
Okay, it's really not quite what she said.
Just tell me your version, I'll decide.
She comes to visit on my ad. I liked her, I let her move in. Everything was okay. She paid me the money. The dogs came after about 3 days later, and they were a problem from the onset.
But she told you she had dogs before.
Right, but she also told me it was a 7-year-old Rottweiler, and it was a 2-year-old lab that was very well behaved. They were not. The 7-year-old was in heat, and the male was very aggressive. I have pictures of where he bit my dog. He bit my dog 3 times, and that is the reason the muzzle was put on. And she was the one that told me, if they get out of hand, put the muzzle on it, it's in the garage. So that is why I did that after my dog was bitten. And the reason why I had the fight with her at all was because she wasn't looking after her dogs. They had escaped from the yard twice. I have a witness here to testify that they ended up down the block twice. And so she brought me into it, saying I had to go look for the dog.
So let's go back to the 14th of August, a couple of days before she moved out.
Actually, we need to go back up to the first week. After the first week, she got upset because of having a friend over, and she said she saw what she saw. I never saw it, denied it.
That's incredible.
So that day, she said, I can't handle this. I'm giving you my two-week notice.
Okay.
So then, on the 14th,
Your Honor,
she reiterated to me that she was moving out at the same point that we fought over the dogs. I said, your dog's in heat. The male dog is beating up my dog. You need to separate them. And then she did. She put them a few days earlier in the dog run, but then there's no shade there. So I had to keep giving them buckets of water. I had to keep hosing them down. Meanwhile, I have a sick baby in the house.
Okay.
And so it was
an inconvenience to me. So now we're at the 14th and 15th. Go ahead.
Right. And so I told her, I said, you're not looking after your animals. I'm not looking after them tomorrow. I said, I am not looking after your pets one more day. This is not a daycare for animals. It's not included with the rent.
Okay.
So she got all mad at me. She grabbed my phone. She ran to her room. Of course, I followed her because she had my phone in her hand. I didn't agree to let her use my phone. And so she goes, I'm calling 911. I'm like, for what? And so she exited out the side door of her room, and she went outside because I unplugged the phone in the living room so she couldn't use the phone.
Why did she do that?
Because she grabbed my phone. She didn't have permission to use it.
Well, you knew she was calling the police.
She said she was. I didn't know what she was
going to do. Who did she think she was going to call?
I don't know. I wasn't really sure, but I didn't want her using my phone.
Go ahead.
So I unplugged it, and so she couldn't use it. So then I guess she went to the neighbors.
Right. She called the police.
Right.
Police told you couldn't evict her.
And I said, well, she gave her two-week notice, and it's up tomorrow.
But she's already paid up till the end of the month.
She gave her two-week notice.
She paid up till the end of the month.
Okay, well, I had someone else that wanted to move in because she had given her notice.
Okay, so she moved out the next day.
She moved her dogs at 9 in the morning, and I thought, great, the dogs are gone. Then she came back a couple hours and after her and her friend had berated me, and that's why the police were called again that day, and they came to keep the peace. So the police were there the day she moved out.
Good.
With her truck, and upon leaving, she decided to vandalize my car. I have pictures here. She scratched to 3-foot scratch across my brand new car.
Who saw her do that?
The neighbor across the street.
Where's the neighbor?
They didn't want to be on camera.
Everybody doesn't want to be on camera. You must have people who are wanted for something. Let me explain something to you. I take testimony.
Right.
I'll hear a witness.
Yes, there is a witness here.
Who?
Carrie is a neighbor down the block that testified to her dogs being out.
I'm not interested in the dogs being out. I'm interested in vandalizing your car.
Oh, this is the picture.
I'm not interested in the picture. I'm interested in somebody who saw her vandalize your car.
Well, I didn't see her actually do it.
Fine.
But
let's
she
move
was
on.
Standing next to the car.
Let's move on. I'm going to deal with your counterclaim first.
Right.
Damage to the car I've dealt with. I don't have anybody who saw her do it. What about a fence?
Yes. The fence was destroyed by her dogs.
Let me see. Did your dogs do this?
I have no idea. This is the first I've heard of it. She has a dog as well, so I don't know whether mine
did. How did they do this to the fence?
The Rottweiler dug under the fence, and the lab started chewing on the fence and ripped it off. I made a police report the day that the police came to keep the peace, and they saw it, and they made a note of it in the report.
Your Honor, I'm the one who called the police.
Just a second.
No, you didn't.
Just a second. You have a police report?
I called the police that
day. Do you have a police report about the fence?
They didn't say it in there, but they want to know about the car incident as well.
I don't know about the car. I'm talking about the fence.
It doesn't say anything about the fence, but it shows an investigation.
Fine. I want to know about the fence.
Right.
You said
this is the whole incident.
Is there anything in there about the fence? The answer is yes or no.
It doesn't say the word fence.
Now, reimbursements of cleaning costs. What are the cleaning costs?
Yes, $70 per hour, 2-hour minimum.
For what?
For cleaning up the state of the room that she left it. I have pictures of the way she left the room.
Can I see it, please?
You have to look closely on the floor. There's about an inch thick of dog hair.
This is the room the way she left it?
On the floor, yeah.
It's pretty clean to me. Next.
There's dog hair on. No, look on the floor.
I'm looking at the floor.
Okay, and the
looks pretty clean to you?
Looks clean to me.
Next. What else?
Okay.
Defamation of character and miscellaneous expenses.
Right, the biting of my dog.
Forget it.
Was a show dog.
Okay, good.
Okay. The dog.
Ms. Martins, I'm not going to torture you anymore. Let me give it to you as I see it, madam.
Okay.
The plaintiff wanted a roommate.
Yes.
She wanted to live with someone. She answered your ad.
Yes.
In good faith, she came. You asked her for $400 security.
Yes.
She gave you $400 security.
Yes.
She agreed to move in. She moved in on or about the 25th of July. She paid you the entire amount of rent.
Yes.
So that she was all paid up through the end of August. She was so uncomfortable with the situation there that she saw, so uncomfortable that according to you, she was so upset that your friend was doing business out of your house that after 1 week, she said, I can't stay here anymore. You know, this is not good for me. You know, I'm not going to jeopardize my life by staying here. We'll have a police raid here and I'm going to get caught in the middle of this thing. So according to you, after 1 week, she said, I'm moving.
Right.
Now, she's all paid up till the end of August. You can't throw her out.
I didn't throw her. I just wanted her dogs to behave.
But how did you expect to do that?
She bought a barking collars for them, but she didn't put the batteries in. She refused to put batteries
in. So my question to you is, you were both unhappy with this arrangement.
Yes.
Clearly. She was unhappy with the kind of business being conducted out of your home, and you were unhappy with her barking dogs. So clearly this was a situation that should just go away by her moving out. Right?
Yes.
Perfect. What monies do you think you are owed? Listen to me carefully, because her counterclaim is gone. I'm dismissing it. She has no counterclaim.
Right. But what about her scratching my car? That's a $400 damage.
I don't believe she did it.
I didn't.
Since I don't believe very much else of what you tell me, Ms. Martins, I don't believe that she scratched your car.
She scratched my car.
Okay. Where did you go after you left her house?
A good friend of mine, when he actually heard what was happening in the house, had been telling me, get out, I have a three-bedroom house, you can stay with me. I felt my duty as a tenant was to give notice, so I didn't, okay.
Just answer my question.
My friend's house.
Are you still there?
No, I found a place.
You found a place in a roommate situation?
Very nice roommate, though.
Okay.
And she has a normal job.
Your Honor, was not working out of my house. She was there with a boyfriend. I mean, you're claiming that she was working out of my house. She's not at work. She's a flight attendant.
Let me tell you this. Whatever she was doing in your house when you weren't there,
I was
according to you, listen to me. You're not getting it. Are you thick? I tried to explain it. I will do it one more time. She came, she gave you money. According to you, she gave you notice within 1 week that because of the things that she was observing in your house and she was so distressed, she was giving you notice. That's according to you.
Well, she could see through walls?
Just a second. What I'm telling you is, based upon what you told me, after 1 week of living in your house.
She was complaining, yes. No, she is very attractive and very thin, and she was calling her a crack because of her thinness and her wanting to swim in my
pool Martins,
naked.
Ms. Martins. There is no question in my mind that the plaintiff...
She was jealous of her.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,100. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Oh, it was completely astonishing that I lost.
Well, I just am glad that it's over.
This girl vandalizes my property, ruins my house, leaves it a mess, and then wins the judgment.
I'm glad that we can move on. I can recoup some of my losses.
This woman was an overeater, eating chocolate chip cookies at 3 a.m.
She was running an illegal business out of her house, and I didn't want any part of that.
My friend's very attractive. They didn't hit it off well. She was jealous because she's an overweight, obese woman.
The naked people in the living room was not a selling point either.
She was having adult relations with her boyfriend.
Her massage room is in the living room.
Is that a crime with a boyfriend and girlfriend having a nice massage?
Be careful who you rent a room from.
Be careful who you rent a room to.